This episode is brought to you by Fetch. Fetch is a kennel alternative right here in Denver, not a traditional doggy daycare or boarding school. They offer one-on-one private pet care for all kinds of pets, both furry and non-furry. And their employees are experienced, insured, bonded, and background checked, so you can rest easy knowing your pet is in good hands. Basically, they know pets. I used to watch a Burmese mountain dog named Sven, who was just like walking a polar bear. It was insane. Fetch offers pet sitting, dog walking, pet taxi, medication administration, and more. And he hated going on walks. I could like walk him around the block and then he was like, he just liked to lay in the bathtub. So if you're looking for high quality pet care you can trust, check out Fetch at northdenver.fetchpetcare.com. That's northdenver.fetchpetcare.com.
Today on CityCast Denver, it's springtime in Mile High. Will we see more snow? Probably. But the bulbs are sprouting and the trees are growing new leaves? And what about you? What new things are you excited about this April? Fortunately, we at CityCast Denver know about all the coolest stuff to eat, drink, and do this month, and we picked our faves just for you. Today is Monday, April 1st. I'm Paul Caroli in for Bree Davies, and here's what Denver's talking about. Hello, everyone. I'm here with newsletter editor Adrian Gonzalez. Hey, Adrian.
Good morning, Paul.
And producer Olivia Julev. Welcome to CityCast Denver.
Good afternoon, Paul. It's afternoon.
It's always morning for me.
Yeah, well, that's
morning
fair.
Person.
I feel like we always record in the morning. Every listener probably thinks it's morning.
I mean, they can listen at different times of the day also.
Good night, Paul.
But good evening, good night, good morning. Have a good sleep. Hope you're doing well. Should we start again? Is this good?
If this is your ASMR bedtime routine, good night.
Let us lull you to sleep with some recommendations for the beautiful month of April. A fine month in Denver.
A silly month, a good month. You know, 420, April Fools. I'm excited, y'all.
Yeah. Me too, Adrian. Let's get right into it here. We got a bunch of categories. We're going to go through them, make a bunch of picks. We got something to do / experience. Then we're going to talk about something to eat and or drink. No, or drink. Can't do both unless anyone has a smoothie wreck. And then we're going to wrap up with something spring because, you know, that is the time of the year we're at, spring. So something to do / experience in Denver in April. Olivia?
Yes. So this one, I keep getting Instagram ads for this and I think my algorithm's pretty good. I think they've got me figured out pretty well.
Okay.
I will say. So I'm honestly really wanting to go to ThriftCon.
Yes.
ThriftCon Denver is Saturday and Sunday, April 27th and 28th at the National Western Complex. And I have never been to one of these before, but on their website, they say that it is the largest traveling vintage market in the world.
It's huge. I went last year, and it is incredible.
Tell us about it.
Thrifting, if you like digging through stuff,
I love digging
making new
stuff.
Friends. They give you a little baggie. It's incredible. It's huge.
Yeah.
You know me. I'm obsessed with clothes. So
Yes. Yeah. Cool.
So you have to pay to get in.
Yes.
Okay, and then interesting. Yeah, I talked to a guy who did who does like thrift resale stuff, which is apparently a very competitive world because he did not want to do an interview and give up all of his secrets.
Yep.
But he talked up ThriftCon.
Yeah, and that's kind of, I figured you had been, Adrian, just knowing you, but I kind of wanted to get your take on it. I'm like, is it resale con? Because, I mean, that's kind of the vibe I'm getting.
Somewhat. It's a mixture. You have a lot of, like, new, very curated, not new, obviously, they're vintage, but, like, curated, super.
I mean, isn't it all curated, though?
Yeah, but there's some shops that doesn't feel like, okay, I'm going to step in here and spend $400 on a jacket.
Yeah.
So there's some decent stuff. Whatever you're into, you're going to find it. If you're into really cool old trucker hats, there's a spot for you. If you're into like salvaged denim, you're going to find some stuff. So it's great at whatever level of vintage you enjoy.
Great. A lot of levels. I'm definitely I like picking through the weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm more of a thrift store person than an antique mall or consignment. I prefer to like deal with the weird stuff too, because I don't know, I guess that's just who I am. But I do The other day I went to a consignment store and I found some stuff I liked there. So maybe I'm turning over a new leaf, but I definitely want to go to this. It's like you said, I want to make friends. I want to do all the stuff. So I'm down. I'm excited.
Great choice.
Sounds great. Adrian?
My choice. I hesitate to recommend this, but look, I love baseball. I wish we had a professional baseball team here in Denver that we could see. But if you do like professional baseball, there are some professional teams that come into Coors Field every year. So if you want to see that, I'm a baseball nerd, so I love to just sit and like keep score, yell at the refs or at the umpires. It's great, but no judgment if you like to just go and hang out, have a beer. Again, make new friends. Honestly, it's probably what the Munfords want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's baseball season, man. Go to a baseball game.
The Munfords, of course, the owners of the team. Adrian, I got to ask you, because I saw a game last year after they implemented the new rules to try to speed up the game.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about those?
Okay. I mean, I'm not like a purist on baseball. I also like... I'm Latin American, so we play baseball at a different pace than America's. I feel like in this country, it's so like you have to abide by the rules. Don't flip the bat. Don't show off. Like, no, screw all that.
You want I like grandiose. That. And,
yeah, I don't mind. I mean, honestly, even as a baseball lover, there's only so much I can do. I can't sit and watch something for 3.5 hours. And I'm saying that as a NASCAR fan. So, you know, there's just at some point it's like, all right, that's enough.
Let me put a hypothetical to you. Let's say you're walking out to home plate. You're up to bat. What's your walkout song?
Oh, I've had so many of them. I think currently it'd be like either a Charlie Crockett song or a Bad Bunny song.
Charlie Crockett. I love Charlie Crockett. He's coming to Red Rocks this summer.
Hell yeah. I'm going to be there. We went to see him at the Mission like last month, I think.
It was
incredible. I mean, I want to be friends with that guy.
Yeah, he's very cool.
Paul, what's your choice? What do you want to do or experience in April?
I was afraid you were going to take this one, Adrian, because when I saw this, I was like, this is interesting. It's a movie thing.
Yes.
And it's interesting to me because I saw or I listened to Adam McKay, the filmmaker. Mm-hmm. He has a podcast. I listened to an episode of his show a few years ago where he told the story of Hattie McDaniel, who's this very famous actress, a black woman from like 100 years ago is when she was in movies. She's from Denver and the podcast told her story. But the movie she's most famous for is Gone with the Wind, which is kind of controversial now. And honestly, she was kind of a controversial figure in her day because she was famous for playing these mammy stereotype roles.
Yeah.
So for historical interest, Gone with the Wind is playing for its 85th anniversary in Estes Park at the Historic Park Theater on April 7th and 10th. And the Park Theater itself is historic. It was built in 1913. So as a film lover, as a history lover, I think that sounds pretty good to me. I've never seen Hattie McDaniel. I've always heard she was a great actress, and I've never even seen this movie. So this seems like the right time to do it.
Yes. I'm down for movies anytime, even bad movies, except for maybe a couple exceptions, but like Madame Web. I don't think I'll ever see that again. But it's just fun, man, just to go to the movies. I think it's worth seeing that movie and saying that you saw it, have your opinions about it. So
yeah,
it's another good choice.
Put it up on the big screen.
Good pick.
$12 per ticket is the cost of that
nice.
One. Maybe I'll see you there. All right, next category, something to eat / drink in Denver or the surrounding area in April. How about I go first this time?
Do it.
I'm going to go first.
Let him cook.
Use my host privilege. So I don't know if everyone's going to be into this, but I love novelty foods and drinks, like anything that's new or like different. I'm there. I want to try it. And when I saw the press release from New Belgium Brewing about their new partnership with Tombstone Pizza, the frozen pizza brand, on a beer called the Voodoo Ranger Eye Pizza A.
Oh, God.
I knew. I have to taste it. I don't think I'm going to like it, but I have to taste it. They're releasing it. It's a small batch, probably a good thing, on April 7th, National Beer Day. Wow. But listen to this description. This is hilarious. Brewed with tomato powder, oregano extract, and other natural flavors, this brew is a blend of all the flavors of a pizza, a crispy crust, tangy tomato sauce, savory herbs and spices, and a finishing pepperoni kick of heat. Wow.
So are they going to get that like freezer burned bottom of your freezer taste that's kind of signature?
The signature tombstone taste? Yeah. I hope so.
Okay.
I hope
well,
so.
Report back on that because that's the flavor note I'm looking for.
How isn't that bizarre that New Belgium would partner with Tombstone Pizza?
I mean, like, we've seen weirder collabs. The nacho cheese weed cartridge.
Oh, yeah. That's a good example.
One of the bagel places did a cream cheese weed cartridge recently, too. There's been some weird... People are getting adventurous with these crossovers. I don't know.
Well, this one caught my interest. I can't wait to try it. Olivia, how about you go next?
Well, on the topic of weed, I guess,
hey,
segue.
This is the 420
segue.
Month.
Yeah, so I want to celebrate 420 the right way. I want to eat nachos.
Hell yeah.
I really do need our listeners' help for this because I need a call out. Because I just haven't, I don't know, I haven't found my nacho place here yet. I've had like Illegal Pete's and just some other just like more chain places. But like, I know... I've been looking on Reddit and stuff. I know there's some places that people feel strongly about for their nachos. And I know we do Mexican food really well. So like, I don't know what category nachos fall into, but you know, I feel like there's components of a lot of different things in them. And I want to hear where I should get my 420 nachos from.
What type of nacho do you like? Do you like a big pile like overloaded with different stuff, or do you like the more classic where like each chip has a specific amount of specific toppings on it?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, the original nacho was just like a tortilla chip with a single slice of jalapeno and cheddar cheese
melted
on top.
I like the pile.
Nice. With the sour cream, like a glob of sour cream
on
top.
Yeah. So I'm really thinking of, there was this place in Kansas City that I would get, they called them the Espinachos. Mm-hmm. It was like espinaca dip on it and like so much good stuff. I don't know. It was this little brewery in Kansas City that had them and I just can't stop thinking about them and I want that. So I just want a pile of nachos with a bunch of stuff on it that's not super spicy because I'm like really, really white and I can't handle it. So that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at for my 420 nachos. Hmm.
That's what I love about nachos. It's just a vessel. You could build your own.
You can
adventure.
Do anything. It's your canvas.
Yeah, exactly.
So
shout out to Ignacio Nacho, the inventor, the original inventor of nachos.
Shout out to him.
Y'all know that story?
No.
It was like a whole accident.
It was
an immigrant in Texas that was like a waiter at a restaurant, and it was late in the shift. The chef had left, but this group of women came in and wanted something. So he went in the back and just put together this mishmash of like, we've got chips. I can't turn on the stove anymore. So I'm just going to pour some cheese on it and some jalapenos. Here you go.
Wow.
Wow.
Voila,
the nachos. I mean, that's the most 420 story.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's
nachos
what I'm,
for 420.
That's what I'm doing for 420. So please send me your recs for nachos.
I got one for you.
Okay.
Esther's. They've got a few locations.
Okay.
One in Virginia Village near me. One up in, what is it? Central Park, Montclair? Somewhere over there. Anyway, their nachos have like pulled pork on them.
Ooh.
It's not really like a classic. It doesn't even strike me as like particularly Mexican. It's
That's
pulled
fine.
Pork and
I
pickled
just,
red onions.
I
and,
just like a lot of stuff on them.
Okay.
Like a concoction.
Nice. Adrian, do you have a go-to nacho?
No, but I've had the ones at Esther. And I don't think that, you know, that's not a traditional mm-hmm. Mexican food necessarily. So I think you should build it the way that you want. I like a barbecue one with some pulled pork, some nice chicken, a lot of jalapenos. So,
maybe for you.
All right, Adrian, something to eat / drink in Denver?
Well, speaking of spicy... Dude, growing up in Juarez, we, you know, go to the street markets and a very popular street food is, they call it fruta preparada, prepared fruit, aka fruta con chile. So essentially it's just a bunch of fresh fruit cut up. You put it in a cup, you put chamoy in it, chili powder, lime. Incredible. Nothing screams April spring to me like one of those cups.
Hmm.
You could find them out here. You could go to something like La Michoacana, which is where they sell like paletas and chips and all this other crazy stuff. It's also super easy to make at home. So for Olivia, obviously they tend to be super spicy when you go buy them at one of these places, even for me. So you could literally just pick your favorite fruit. I recommend jicama. That's one of the better ones. Nice and
jicama.
A good crunch to it. And then add a little bit of lime, whatever you want to add to it. Super easy to make at home. Sit outside of a patio.
This is also, I feel like, such a universal love language is cutting up fruit for someone you love. Hmm. I don't know. It's this kind of a random thing, but like if someone just brings you a little thing, be like, I cut up some fruit for you. That just means they love you in
that
my book.
That's so romantic.
And depending on the fruit, they may love you more. Like yeah, if they're kind if of they a brought, banana, that's like, okay. Yeah,
but if they brought
a mango.
Yeah, if they high a pineapple, that's a lot of effort.
Yeah, you throw a kiwi in there. We're getting married.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
All right, let's move on to our final category here. Something spring. That's our random category this month. Just something spring because it's spring. Olivia? You want to start?
Yeah. So when I was thinking about spring, I've been doing a little bit of spring cleaning, which is not as bad as it sounds. It's more been like spring parting with things I don't need anymore. So I've been, you know, donating a lot of stuff and, you know, deciding what I do and don't need anymore. And I've been ending up at a lot of thrift stores getting rid of stuff. But I ended up at this thrift store I totally forgot about and now will never forget about again, the Craft Box in Wheat Ridge. Hmm. It's this really cool place that it's a thrift store dedicated to craft supplies. So if you, like many of us in this world, have ever picked up a craft and then bought all the supplies for it and then realized, I don't like this craft or I'm not going to do this craft. This is a really cool place that you can just go and donate that stuff. So then people like me can go and buy those supplies for a lot cheaper for whatever new interest they have. So I've just been thinking of this cycle of like, you know, getting rid of stuff and then picking up new things. So I've been getting rid of stuff and then also, you know, heading to these stores and picking up some new things for the spring, new crafts to try and I don't know. It's kind
of
defeats.
Yeah, that's very spring. I love that.
It kind of defeats the purpose of spring cleaning if I'm just like, you know, kind of going and I'm like, oh, I'm going to drop stuff off at the thrift store. And then I come away with like a whole bag of new stuff. But, you know, it's new to me. So yeah. I've been loving that place. They have like every craft and it's a great cause. I know I interviewed them forever ago and I remember, I'm pretty sure they said that they started it because like they just weirdly saw this surplus of like when older people were dying, they had like a lot of, you know, whatever their hobby was, like craft supplies, you know, whatever your thing is, you probably have a lot of it. And so like their spouses didn't know what to do with it. And then they started this place so they could donate it and other people could do crafts for cheaper.
Cool.
So,
good story. That's cool. Yeah. What's it called again?
The Craft Box. It's in Wheat Ridge.
Craft Box in Wheat Ridge.
Yep.
Love that. Have you ever been to Recreative?
No, but I just got a recommendation for that this week.
It's another good one.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, definitely check those out. Cool place. Do stuff for less. Love it.
Love it. Marie Kondo season.
Well, kind of the opposite for me, but yeah, I'm trying.
It's harsh choice.
You got a lot of stuff that brings you joy.
I do. I'm very joyous.
Adrian, your turn.
All right. Well, the sun's out. Everyone's thighs are out. I want to be outside in April. That's where I want to be. And, you know, one thing that I used to do a lot before the madness of 2020 was just go to the park, go to Cheeseman, go to City Park, set up a picnic. Play some weird alternative sports. It's one of my favorite things to do. Just put like a little lunch, bottle of wine. So that's my recommendation. Go out and have a picnic. Even if it's just by yourself, make some friends, hang out, invite some friends. Or maybe even get into sports. I love softball.
Yeah, what are the baseball. Weird sports though?
Well, what's the one where you have like this weird ball and you bounce it into a tiny trampoline?
Oh, I know spike exactly ball. What you're talking spike about. Ball? Is that what it's
spike
called?
I think it's called spike ball.
Yeah, find your nearest bro at a park and,
yeah,
and ask
bros.
Him what he's playing.
It's always bros.
Yeah.
Cheeseman Park, there is some spike ball.
I went on a picnic last weekend, right before it snowed. Extremely nice.
Yeah, more picnics. I think we all need
picnics.
More picnics.
It's frolic season. It's
heck
official.
Yeah. 2024, we frolicking.
Yeah, we gallivanting.
All right, I guess I'll bring us home here. Something springy for me. Well, one is a PSA. Our newsletter editor, Peyton Garcia, reminded me before we recorded, street sweeping season starts in April. And so
stay
this is just something that we should all be aware of. You know, move your car if you need to. Read those street signs. Don't get dinged.
Those are fat tickets.
They are.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not fun.
When I first moved here, I got one because I didn't know about street sweeping.
Oh, when I used to
bucks.
Live in Cap Hill, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I gave the city so
they
much
They should
money.
Have my name in like a public building for how many
yeah,
tickets I paid.
I need a bench.
But my real recommendation here for something spring is it's kind of along the lines of yours, Olivia, of just like start something new, you know, get interested in something. For me, this is something I've been interested in a long time, which is the bus rapid transit system that's coming to Denver very, very soon. Construction on the first line, the Colfax line, is starting over the summer. And CityCast Denver is moderating a panel with some really interesting experts and insiders who are working on this project here in Denver. We're doing that on April 25th down at DU, right on campus in the Community Commons, room 1700. I've been talking to the panelists, hearing their stories. These are like really interesting people that know their stuff. So if you've been hearing us talk about BRT on the show and you're curious to learn more, and maybe you want to meet some people who are working on the project, maybe meet a new friend.
Meet us.
Hey, you can meet us. I'll be there in the back managing the gear. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be a really great event, and I hope you all come out.
I'll be there.
It's a great nice. Recommendation. I'll be there.
Nice.
When was it?
April 25th.
Highlight of my month.
It's a Thursday, so you might have to take work off. But
okay, I'll take work off.
It'll be worth it. Hey, wait a second. Adrian, Olivia, thanks so much for joining me.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
We want to hear from you, too. What are you excited about doing or eating or drinking in April around Denver? And where is Olivia going to find those good nachos? Is there cool stuff going on that we missed? We want to hear about it. The What's Hot hotline is open. Leave us a voicemail or send us a text at 720-500-5418. Again, the What's Hot hotline is open at 720-500-5418. That's all for today here on CityCast Denver. If you enjoyed the show, why not take a minute to tell someone parked in the wrong place about us? Rate the show wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe to our morning newsletter and learn more about us at denver.citycast.fm. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. See you then. Today on CityCast... You know, I'm going to close the door.